This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
In the magazine, we've often asked writers to tell us about their most memorable experiences and jobs. You know the kind I mean. Not the jobs that you put on your resume on the gliding career path to success, but the ones that you're still telling stories about 10, 20, or 50 years later. We're going to share three of those stories with you today. First off, Gillian Flynn, who wrote Gone Girl and many other books.
My parents were a very budget-minded couple, so I did not have a lot of extra spending money, so a job was always in the picture. And I went through a whole series of jobs in my high school years. I first tried being a shop girl, which was absolutely, completely pathetic because I was pathologically shy. So I never really talked to people. I would kind of hover near them, which everyone loves to have when they're trying on clothes and feeling vulnerable as some idiot nearby silently smiling and shrugging their shoulders. So I got fired from that one. That's the only job I've ever been fired from for cause. And I, for years, would hire on at Honey Baked Ham, especially when they had their big holiday rushes. And so my job was basically a ham display girl. I was like the Vanna White of ham. So all these jobs, I feel like, kind of prepared me to take on the most perfectly 80s job ever, which was to sell frozen yogurt at a mall by my house. And it being the 80s, it was a very Fast Times at Ridgemont High kind of moment. It was very cool to be in the center of this mall. Frozen yogurt was blowing people's minds. They were like, it's frozen, but it's yogurt. And you can get it in a waffle cone or a cup of different sizes. They were going nuts. You know, are you telling me Reese's Pieces can be put on this? What? Months into it, I arrived at work one morning and my manager asked to see me in back. And this already felt very ominous. And when I went into this back room, I could see behind him in the dark some sort of giant white orb and then a pair of long, slender, wrinkled slacks. And my first thought was, my God, I think he's killed someone. Am I going to be an accessory to murder? I'm going to have to, like, this is such a bummer. I did not sign up for this. But it turned out it was actually much worse than that. It was an actual yogurt costume he had bought at some sort of flea market. It was clearly used. And that he wanted me to put it on. He thought I would be perfect for this job because every girl at 16 dreams of wandering around a mall dressed as a formal dairy product. So on went the giant white orb, which made me incredibly top-heavy. And then I put on these strange crumpled black pants, which turned out to be a tuxedo. And I've always wondered, ever since that moment, why the tuxedo? Like, where did the yogurt think he was going? Was it prom? But he seemed too old for prom. It was like, well, maybe was it a wedding? Was he jilted at the altar and now he's doomed to wander the mall forever looking for his runaway bride and killing young girls on their way to get their ears pierced at Claire's Accessories. It's what he looked like because he had a very grim face. There was no smile. He already looked sort of haunting. And as I started wandering around the mall, I only made it more disturbing because, you know, again, I didn't want to talk or interact with anyone. So I just kind of floated in this top-heavy, directionless way, carrying a tray of yogurt samples, which no one dared come near me to get. Inside the giant yogurt head was a mini fan that I was very concerned about because it was whirling dangerously close to my beautiful, fantastic Sam spiral perm. So I did my loop around the mall, dumped all my samples into a nearby trash can, and went to report back to the yogurt store. And I was very close to safety. I was almost there when I kind of felt this tug. And this heard this grinding whir and the smell of Aussie hair spray combined with smoke. And I realized that the mini fan had gotten hold of some tendrils of my fantastic Sam's spiral perm and had caught it up in the motor. I couldn't get it off my head. And I kind of panicked and I had to decide, you know, perm or freedom. And I went for freedom and just yanked that thing off. Left some perm behind. But as I looked in the mirror, I realized that it was nothing, a ton of hair gel and a very carefully placed scrunchie wouldn't fix. And luckily I had a lot of both of those. But the moral of the story for me is to this day, I am always kind to people dressed as food.
Gillian Flynn is the author of The Grown Up, Gone Girl, and other books.